Today we're tackling a practical but under-discussed problem. How do we govern memory that evolves over time in LLM agents? The paper we're anchoring on is the SSGM, Stability and Safety Governed Memory, and it's directly relevant to product teams building personal assistants, customer support bots, or collaborative agents that accumulate context. Quick hooks: a personal assistant that remembers preferences, a support agent that learns and persists fixes, or collaborative tools that share context across users. Early risks to flag are drift, persistent hallucinations, privacy leaks, data poisoning, and unpredictable behavior as updates pile up. To guide the episode, what mechanisms control memory updates? How do we measure stability and safety? What are the real deployment trade-offs?
When the paper says evolving memory, it means any stored state for an agent that changes over time, not just a one-off cache, but things like episodic logs, long-term semantic facts, or adapted user profiles. SSGM frames the problem around three lenses: stability. Can the memory remain consistent and recoverable? Safety. Can we prevent privacy leaks or adversarial rights? Governance. Do we have policies, audit trails, and human oversight? That framing helps turn vague risk categories into actionable system requirements.
That distinction is helpful. Jamie, can you quickly say how evolving memory differs from the context window or a retriever cache? And Mark, I want an opening production example where memory actually caused trouble.
Sure, a context window is ephemeral. It disappears after the session. A retriever cache or vector store is persistent and can be written to over time, which is where evolving behavior shows up. Writes accumulate, get re-ranked, and influence future generations. That persistence is what creates both long-term personalization and long-term failure modes.
On the production side, I've seen a support bot that learned a shortcut fix from a noisy interaction and then persisted that as the canonical fix. Over weeks, it kept auto-suggesting the wrong remediation to dozens of engineers. That's drift plus a persistent hallucination. Separately, a cached user preference accidentally included a pasted document and got surfaced to another user, a clear privacy leak. In both cases, the root cause was poorly controlled write triggers and no rollback or audit path.
Those are stark examples. Jamie, what kinds of write triggers create the most risk? Explicit saves, automatic inference writes, reinforcement signals, and how does SSGM suggest we think about them at a high level?
All of those triggers matter. Explicit saves are easiest to govern because you can get user consent. Automatic inference writes are powerful, but risky because the model can mislabel or hallucinate and then persist that error. Reinforcement style updates amplify behavior over time and can be vulnerable to data poisoning. SSGM suggests treating writes with trust scores, sanitization pipelines, and staged commits. Think of them like database transactions: validate, version, and snapshot before exposing to production.
Great. So we've set the agenda. We'll dig into mechanisms like versioning and sanitization and the measurable signals for stability and safety. Mark, last quick thought for listeners about why product teams and regulators should care about this now?
Because evolving memory changes the failure surface. Issues don't just happen once, they compound. That hits user trust, compliance obligations, and operational overhead. Teams need policies, monitoring, and the ability to roll back memory updates. Otherwise, small errors become systemic problems.
Perfect. We'll unpack those mechanisms and trade-offs in the next segment, from architecture patterns to monitoring signals and practical mitigations. Stay with us. Okay, let's go under the hood. Start with the basics. Jamie, can you quickly map out the key memory types teams need to think about and why they behave differently?
Sure. At a high level, ephemeral context is the session-level text that disappears when the interaction ends. A retriever cache or vector store is persistent and can be read across sessions. Within persistent memory, separate episodic memory, timestamped logs of interactions, from semantic long-term memory, canonical facts, or user profiles derived from many interactions. Episodic stores are useful for replay and debugging. Semantic stores directly affect behavior because the agent treats those facts as truths. That persistence is what creates evolving behavior. Writes accumulate, get re-ranked, and influence future decisions in ways ephemeral context never does.
From production experience, those differences matter for operations. Ephemeral context is cheap and low risk. Persistent semantic entries require versioning and careful write controls because they're effectively changing the system's knowledge base. Reindexing, storage, and snapshot costs go up, and latency can increase if you add consistency checks on each read or write.
Good. Now the SSGM paper recommends separating stability, safety, and governance. Jamie, what mechanisms are in the stability bucket, and how do they work in practice?
Stability is about consistency and recoverability. Key mechanisms are versioning each write, snapshotting the memory state periodically, and consistency checks on reads. Practically, that looks like append-only logs with checkpoints, atomic staged commits, validate then promote, and rolling snapshots so you can roll back to a previous known good state. Architecturally, you often layer a vector store or memory index on top of an object store that holds snapshots and metadata, so you can restore embeddings or rebuild indexes when corruption occurs.
Implementation trade-offs there are real. Snapshots and versioning increase storage and backup costs and slow down writes. Rebuilding a vector index from a snapshot can be time-consuming, so teams use incremental index updates and background reindexing. For low-latency systems, you might allow short read-only epochs during reindexing, like database maintenance windows, or route some queries to a read-only cache while work completes.
Let's talk safety next. Jamie, what techniques keep sensitive data out and harden against adversarial writes?
Safety is multi-layered. First, access control and least privilege for write operations. Second, sanitization pipelines, PII redaction, normalization, and canonicalization before persistence. Third, trust scoring for writes. Each candidate write gets a provenance score based on source, user confirmed versus model inferred, frequency, and a classifier that detects anomalous content or hallucinations. Add differential privacy or noise mechanisms when memory stores aggregated user signals. Finally, adversarial robustness, anomaly detection on incoming writes, rate limiting, and challenge response flows for suspicious changes.
From a monitoring and ops perspective, surface signals that indicate safety or stability problems, spikes in write volume, sudden drops in retrieval relevance, increased low confidence responses, uptick in user complaints or support tickets, and abnormal similarity scores that indicate copy-paste leaks. Use canary rollouts for memory updates. Apply writes to a small subset of users, monitor signals, then promote or rollback, and have an automated rollback trigger when key metrics cross thresholds.
You mentioned trust scores and thresholds. How should teams set those without killing utility?
Treat trust scoring as probabilistic and tunable. Start conservative. Require explicit user confirmation or high model confidence for permanent semantic writes. For automatic writes, use soft signals like lower weighted entries that affect ranking but aren't authoritative. Continuously calibrate thresholds with canaries. Measure downstream utility improvements versus incidents of incorrect behavior. Over time, you can relax thresholds for sources with strong provenance and historical accuracy.
And don't forget operational knobs, read-only epochs, or quarantine stores. If a memory entry is low trust, route it to a quarantined index where it influences suggestions with minimal weight until a human confirms it. That balances adaptability with safety. Also, maintain thorough audit trails, who wrote what and when, because forensics often reveal why a bad write propagated.
Before we move on, Jamie, what metrics should teams instrument to evaluate stability and safety quantitatively?
Key metrics, write acceptance rate and rollback rate, drift metrics like changes in retrieval relevance or semantic drift over time, exposure risk, measured by how often memory content appears in outputs where it shouldn't, poisoning detection rates from anomaly detectors, and user-facing metrics, complaint rate, task success, and calibration of model confidence. Track rollback latency and reconstruction time for stability SLAs.
Let's zoom out. What are the real-world impacts we should expect when agents have evolving memory? Mark, start with concrete consequences, especially in regulated domains.
When memory works, personalization and efficiency improve, faster support answers, fewer repeated questions. But when it fails, errors compound, wrong fixes get suggested repeatedly, private snippets leak across contexts, and in healthcare or finance, a bad persistent fact can create legal or safety issues. Regulators will ask who's accountable, and auditors will want immutable trails.
Technically, the danger is accumulation. Small hallucinations or poisoned writes don't just affect one response. They shift model behavior over time. That makes detection harder because metrics can slowly drift, and interventions need to repair not just a single output, but the memory state itself.
Who in an organization should own this problem? Product, security, compliance, or an interdisciplinary team?
It has to be cross-functional. Product defines utility and retention policies, security enforces access controls and sanitization, and SRE ops manage snapshots and rollback. Practically, create a memory governance steering group that owns policies, SLAs, and incident response for memory issues.
And add researchers or ML infra to that loop so the team understands model-level failure modes. That group should set thresholds for human review, decide which writes require explicit consent, and prioritize what to quarantine versus promote.
We promised listeners a playbook. What are the immediate actions teams can apply this week?
Start with three operational moves. Define a memory lifecycle policy that details retention and deletion. Implement versioning and periodic snapshots so you can roll back, and add audit logs that record provenance for every write. Then, run a sandboxed experiment, push memory updates to a small cohort, and watch for safety signals before broader rollout.
On the model side, add a sanitization pipeline for PII and anomalous content, attach trust scores to writes, and route low trust entries into a quarantined index with reduced weight. Instrument exposure tests that check whether memory content appears where it shouldn't and measure drift in retrieval relevance.
What are the core trade-offs teams must accept when they put these controls in place?
Tighter controls mean more storage, higher latency, and slower product iteration. Snapshots and re-indexing cost time and money. Looser controls increase utility and agility, but amplify risk and audit workloads. So the trade is between immediate user benefit and long-term systemic risk.
From a research perspective, you also trade certainty for adaptability. Conservative thresholds reduce false persistence of bad facts, but slow personalization. The right balance comes from iterative canaries and metrics that quantify both utility gains and incident rates.
Looking ahead, what research and tooling are missing that would make governing evolving memory easier?
We need standardized benchmarks for memory stability and safety, scenarios that evaluate drift, poisoning, and privacy leaks over long horizons. We also need better automated sanitization tools that understand semantic leakage and interoperability standards so shared memory can carry provenance across systems.
Engineering tooling matters too. Faster incremental indexing, built-in rollback primitives for vector stores, and observability that ties downstream user impact metrics to specific memory writes. Those reduce the time from detection to remediation.
Okay, time for a tight summary of takeaways. Evolving memory amplifies both benefits and risks. It enables deep personalization and efficiency, but failures compound over time and can cross legal and safety boundaries. Practically, govern memory along three pillars: stability, versioning, snapshots, atomic commits; safety, sanitization, access controls, trust scoring, and governance, policies, audits, human review. Start small with canary writes and quarantined indexes. Instrument the right metrics, write acceptance, rollback rate, drift, exposure, and link them to user-facing outcomes. Balance controls with utility by tuning trust thresholds and using probabilistic low-weight entries for uncertain writes. Finally, make memory an organizational priority. Assign cross-functional ownership, document lifecycle and retention rules, and build rollback and forensic workflows so a single bad write can't become a systemic problem.
For engineers, prioritize fast detection and safe rollback. Invest in auditability and sandboxed experiments so you can learn without endangering production users.
For researchers, build benchmarks and automation for sanitization and provenance. Work on methods that let systems adapt safely instead of just reverting to static controls.
To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It with AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.